It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good morning, and welcome to a Motivational Monday, October the 3rd. Did you check your smoke alarms over the weekend? You know, you're supposed to do that on the first of each month. If not, you can still do it tonight, you know. Just push the button and make sure they all work and your family is safe for the whole month. If you need help, call your local fire department. They'll be more than happy to come out and help you. So this is Speak Out 2.0. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce. A little things going on in sports action. Did you watch the Cardinals yesterday? Oh, what a nice game that was. Especially when, you know, Murray was on like the one and he tosses it to somebody in the end zone. It was, wow, thinking on your feet. Tonight, it's the Rams and the 49ers at 4:30 on our sister station, KNTR Sports, 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Yes, it's Operation Cool Shade time now through Friday. This Friday is the drop-dead date for you to order your trees. So either stop by the offices of MEC on Hancock Road, or you can call 763-1100 and order them over the phone. Your choice. And there's several shade trees to choose from, so order yours now. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu. They buy aluminum, steel, copper, brass, cars, and car parts. No catalytic converters. No, they turn you in. Oh, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Then debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Perkins Family and Restaurant and Bakery. It's burger, fries, and pie time. Yes. You got five different burgers to choose from. Then you add cheese and you add bacon. And you get fries. And then you pick your favorite slice of pie. You know, banana cream, French silk. You know, pumpkin. Yeah, they got them all. Like nine different pies there. You can also take one home if you want. So if you like burgers, head to Perkins. What are you laughing over here for, Chief?
You scared the dickens out of her with that.
Oh, sorry, Em. You didn't see me hold it in my hand? Okay, well... We'll introduce our guest in just a minute after when Emily recuperates. Don't forget burger, fries, and pie time at Perkins. And it's a perfect way to end the summer. And don't forget, on Fridays, it's all-you-can-eat fish Fridays. Walker Service Electric. The Walker electricians have the experience, the training, and the certificates for residential issues, commercial issues, and new construction. They're building Fire Station 2, and I saw one of their trucks the other day building Jimmy John's. So... If they can build those big buildings, they can come take care of any problem for you. Trucks all over Mojave County, Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead. Call one number, 928-718-9444, and put that number in your cell phone because they are available 24/7. All right, and as I do on every Monday, I play one artist or one band. And today, we're going to play Mr. Stevie Wonder all day for our intros and outros into the commercials. And now, as Emily Fromont has recovered.
You scared me, Larry.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Emily Fromont.
You had to evacuate the building.
That means that tells me your husband doesn't ever check your smoke alarms at your house. I got to talk to the coach here. There's something wrong there. Emily is a public information officer with our Bullhead City Police Department. And she brought with her Chief Robert Treves. How are you, Chief?
Very well, Larry.
Good,
thank
good,
you.
Good. I pushed the button on the smoke detector, and I wasn't watching, you know, but apparently Emily...
jumped out of her seat.
Jumped out of her seat. So
oh, yeah.
I'll put that away so
thank
Emily
you,
doesn't
Larry.
Have to
oh,
do any more jumping. Okay, so police department, for one of your priorities, Chief, is community involvement.
Yes, sir.
You've started the cops unit again, which is kind of guys on bikes and guys just out in the neighborhood talking to people.
Yes.
And you're going to expand that in this year's budget?
I'm hoping to.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I mean, we really need to expand patrol as well, but,
right.
You know, yeah, that is the plan.
Okay. And how's that working out so far?
So far, really well. So in its first year back, it was just Sergeant McConnell for most of that year, and then Sergeant Mooney took over a few months ago, and Lori Duggins. And
right.
They were out. I forget the total now. I think it was sometime there was like 9 months, 10 months had gone by in the year, and there was about 180 events that
I believe
they had responded to and gone to. So,
and we're going to talk about some of those events just this month.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Starting with this week, you have National Night Out.
Yes.
At the police department now.
Yes. And, you know, last year was our first year doing that. And the few times in the past that I had either gone to the MEC parking lot or down at Target, I thought, and certainly Emily can chime in and see if she disagrees or agrees, but I thought it was better at our department. We were all in one place, and it just seemed like a bigger, better event. Everybody had one place to go to, and we got to meet a lot more people, I thought.
Good. Okay. So. All right. You agree with that? Because you've been to everyone for how long?
Yeah, many, many years. So, it'll be in the Bullhead City Police Department parking lot right across from the MVD.
Right.
And outside should be beautiful weather.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of doing it in August like the rest of the country.
Well, and you realize Laughlin Metro has now copied you and said, you know, not just Metro here, but even in Vegas, they're doing theirs the same night. And so for the community, you have an opportunity in Laughlin or Bullhead City to go out and meet the police department and shake hands and ask questions.
Yeah, it's such a good event, Larry, because, again, especially now that we've got it all in one location, all of us are at one location. And, you know, gives citizens that opportunity to come up and engage us in conversation, you know, tell us what they like, they don't like, complaints, criticisms, hopefully some praises.
Right.
And, you know, because when we're out doing our jobs, it's just, it's basically impossible to approach at times, right? I mean, we're engaged in the act of law enforcement. So this is a really great event where we get to bring a lot of our tools to play and people get to see what we have, what our capabilities are, and ask questions about our responses and the things that we do.
So do you ask people to volunteer for that night, or do you say you're working it?
Some are told they're working because we have to put on the event. But everybody's asked to volunteer if they're available.
Okay.
And a lot of our people do, yes.
Good. Because I think it's important, and I always thought so at the fire department, that you're out there and that the public can ask you any kind of question they want in an environment that isn't that officer knocking at the front door.
Right.
You know, because when that's occurring, like you said, he's there for a purpose. Someone's called 911 or the non-emergency number and needs a police officer.
Sure.
And that's going to be the priority, not the five-year-old playing in the yard.
Right.
You know, he might say hi to them as he walks up to the door, but if it's a crime happening in the house, that's his priority or her priority.
Right, absolutely. We like to call them positive non-enforcement contacts because, again, we're there to be present for the citizens rather than engaged in like what you said, some other law enforcement aspect.
Well, and you're there because they've called you there.
Yes.
You know, I see these issues on national TV about, you know, people screaming, they shot my son and he was suicidal, but he is autistic. Well, you're the one who called the cops there.
Right.
Because you couldn't handle your son.
Yeah.
You know, you called for help. And I think Phoenix just shot somebody that was coming at him with a samurai sword.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's going to happen.
Well, and that's the thing, Larry, that, you know, increasingly for the last several decades that society kind of wanted the police to do more and more because it seemed like there was nothing else to turn to, right?
Right.
Thankfully, that's changing and, you know, more programs are coming up to help in those types of situations that you just mentioned, you know, mental illness, you know, anything like that.
And you're about to launch one.
Yes, we're in the process right now. It's going a lot slower than what we had hoped. We had two manager positions identified for the backup unit, and both had backed out for various reasons. So we're hoping to get that up and running. We really wanted the manager position hired first so that person could have a say-so on who else gets hired. I mean, right. It makes sense, right? But we're also trying to team up with Taros and place somebody within our building, a crisis response team within our building.
Oh.
And I'm working through the IGA issues with that, and hopefully that gets up and running soon. That will supplement
right.
And enhance our program. So I'm excited about both of those.
Good.
For sure.
And explain to our listeners what the backup program is.
So basically, it's non-law enforcement. So it's either, for lack of a better term, either a social worker type or medical professional, EMT, paramedic, nurse. One of each would be responding. We've identified and have the budget for a 7-day-a-week, 10-hour response, and we've identified the times. I think it was between 10 in the morning till 8 at night.
And that's through your own research when those people
yes.
would be needed.
Yeah, we looked at, since we don't have the funding, we don't have the budget yet for a 24/7 operation, we looked at when the highest call volume would come in for that particular unit. Now, it's not, you know, taking law enforcement completely out of the element, no. More than likely, on a lot of the calls, if not most, patrol would respond first, make sure the scene's safe.
Right.
And then that unit would come in and handle the things that those people need other than law enforcement services.
And I had your lieutenant in here a month or so ago that's going to be running that.
Yes.
And I said to him, is there going to be a challenge for you to get your officers on the street to use these people? And he said, a week doesn't go by that one of them doesn't come up to him and say, when is that unit right. going to be ready?
Yes.
You know, so it's going to be a welcome addition to your police department.
It is. Look, I mean, again, you know, for so many years, this got pushed on to law enforcement because there was no other services, right? And cops know that we're not trained and equipped for that. Now, we've received training.
Sure.
But we're not trained and equipped to get them the help that they need. There's other services that they need besides a police officer just showing up. And if there's a crime, we can make an arrest. Or if there's no crime, we walk away. And neither of those solutions have been working. So,
And these people, this unit, could be also utilized if you went to a home and arrested dad.
Yes.
And now mom's freaking out and two or three kids are there. Once you take dad out, this unit can come back in and maybe calm everybody down.
Absolutely.
And explain the process dad's going to go through.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, they're going to be busy.
They will be busy. And, you know, we have the homeless issues in our town.
Right.
And so this is something that, look, a lot of homelessness stems from substance abuse or mental illness. And so this unit will be very good about coming in and doing the follow-up so these people don't fall through the cracks.
Right.
Right. We go out and we take care of the law enforcement aspect. And it just seems like they fall through the cracks, and they never get the services they need. And so this unit will be
good. Yeah, I had
beneficial.
Jeff Tipton and Judge Condrey in here last week
talking
about how Condrey is trying to work with these individuals
yes.
and get them ID or a job or, you know, into a rehab, whatever, or counseling, whatever they may need, and then he can play with their sentence and reduce it based
Absolutely.
Upon their involvement.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's take our first break. We won't make any noise to scare Emily. We'll be right back. Stick around. Paul LaVoie's coming up next, and it's going to be cool because he is going to be talking with the International Jet Ski Sports Boating Association because this weekend at Crazy Horse in Havasu is the World Finals.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins in Bullhead City. The Breakfast Burger, Classic Hamburger, Barbecue Tangler Burger, Smokehouse Bacon Double Cheeseburger, and Classic Cheeseburger, all with fries and pie. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. Pick your burger, cook the way you like it, with fries, and pick your perfect slice of pie. Now, add your favorite Coca-Cola. You walk out stuffed. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Kitchen Bath & Beyond has been remodeling kitchen and bathrooms in the lower Colorado River Valley since 2005. Complete beautiful new custom floor, complete beautiful new custom cabinets, complete beautiful new custom countertops. Homes, mobiles, and even commercial need a new, beautiful, functioning bathroom and kitchen. The number one company on the river to call is Kitchen Bath & Beyond. Come see their showroom. Call 928-788-1000. That's 928-788-1000.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Would you like to enter the healthcare world? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire and train you to become a certified nursing assistant with an MCC certification. They partner with MCC and they pay you while you're learning to become a certified nursing assistant. That's pretty cool. Services at Legacy include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, grab the phone and call 928-763-1404. Or, if you want to become a certified nursing assistant, call 928-763-1404. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, that's got an L, experts in pest solutions, home or commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. So for alarm systems, pools, or pest solutions, call Barron's at 928-758-5499. And the Boys and Girls Club tournament last weekend, I have to call Matt and find out how it went. Because Matt is the president of the Boys and Girls Club. Matt from Barron's. Mojave Mortgage, are you looking for some money? Maybe a vacation home, maybe a pool, maybe an add-on. Or you got a real high interest rate and you want to refi. Because sometimes if you refi in less years, you can get a lower rate. Yeah. Call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, to find out at Mojave Mortgage. You go in, you sit down at his desk, and you fill out some paperwork, and you look up, and he's gone. Well, that's weird because there's no door, no window, but his chair is a dumbwaiter. He goes down into the vault, and he gets your money and brings it up and hands it to you. It's that simple. Call Mojave Mortgage. Get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. All right, Emily, tell us who all is going to be at National Night Out.
All right, we got a lot of new things going on this year. Obviously, the police department will have their vehicles and SWAT van out there, and the fire department will have their cool fire engines. And
notice how she said cool fire engines. She didn't say cool motorcycle or SWAT.
I know, right?
But they'll have dress-up gear, so a lot of fun stuff for the kids. Grace Hecht with Make Bullhead Better, she's volunteering her time and doing face painting for the kids.
Aww.
And there'll be a CareFlight helicopter landing.
Ooh.
They'll be really interesting and interactive booths, BLM, Game and Fish, Fire and Police Department, CERT will be out there. So a lot of good information.
You are adding a lot.
Yeah, and now Mojave High School, they're going to be, the choir is going to be singing the national anthem.
That'll be cool.
The Bullhead City District's Ballet Folklorial will be doing their entertainment again. And we've got, of course, some yummy food. We've got Debbie's, Little Debbie's donating a bunch of goodies for the kids. And MEC has, this year, instead of cookies, have paid for snow cones. And that booth will be run by volunteers from the Mojave High School Mojave Youth Development Group. We'll be helping serve snow cones. So a lot of fun stuff. And, of course, the 911 simulator, the free fingerprinting for the kids, the dress-up gear, and just a lot of fun stuff for the
kids. I have
kids
a lot of pictures on my phone of kids with a SWAT, with a helmet on and the shield. You know, because they do that too at the, what you guys just did a few weeks ago, the recovery in the park.
Yeah. Yes. Any chance we can have a positive interaction, not only with, you know, the residents in the community, but the children, is really important to the police department.
And that is a main point, getting kids to meet officers in a in an atmosphere that's friendly.
Yes. Yes.
Which sometimes they don't.
Right. Unfortunately, that is the case a lot of the times. And so, you know, so many of the times that we get the call for service and we're down there and we may be arresting mom or dad, well, it doesn't matter what the issue is. Kid sees mom or dad leaving with the police. And so anytime we get to go be human and show them that we got caring, compassionate officers, that's what we want to do.
Well, and sometimes you'll see an officer parked at the soccer field and he's out there in uniform in the middle of a game that he's coaching. The officers are just like the rest of us. They have families, they have kids, they go to school, they coach soccer, they go to swim lessons, whatever it may be.
Absolutely.
And sometimes they're in uniform, sometimes they're just in civilian clothes, you don't even know who they are.
Yes, I encourage our officers that when our local sports teams, whether it be junior high school, whatever, is having games, if they're not taking a call for service, stop on by, cheer on the team.
Yeah.
Listen to your radio. When you get a radio call, head on out. So it's been really good. The guys and gals in our department like that. They like going to those events. They like being able to be a part of that and still be, you know, doing their jobs.
When you say guys and gals, how many gals?
What do we have? Now you put me on the spot. I got five or six.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have to go through and count all right. them all, but yeah.
Because one's an SRO. I know that.
Yes.
And speaking of SROs, your SRO at Mojave High is about 9 feet tall. Does that intimidate any of the students at Mojave High?
He is so friendly.
Yeah.
He's very friendly. Yeah. I don't think.
He's always got a smile on his face. So that's great.
He doesn't look intimidating.
Well, I'm sure he wouldn't want to hear that.
Yeah.
But he can when you first.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you first walked up, you know, a student walks up. Do they got to look up?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's tall. He's in really good shape. He's very strong. And but he's got a great heart, and he's a perfect fit for being in
good.
He's a good role model.
Yes, he
And that's hard for you to find when you have an opening for an SRO, to find someone that's got the right temperament and attitude and.
It is.
And because compassion
it's
for kids.
All about building relationships there with not only staff, parents, and especially the students, for sure.
Right. Wow. Okay. I like it. Because now you have one at the middle school, one at the junior high, and one at the high school. The middle school.
The middle school being Fox Creek solely. She's assigned up there. The other schools is by Emilio Marin. He does all the other schools. And then we have the high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. You want more SROs?
It would be nice. You know, it's something in the planning stage as we grow to add a few more for sure.
Good. All right. Let's take another break. We have to do that. And we're going to come right back. Tomorrow on the program, Bo Helms, the chamber director for Bullhead City Chamber of Commerce. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Everyone enjoys their perfect temperature at home or work. However, sometimes you need help getting that perfect temperature. Arizona Comfort Solutions serves residential or commercial, servicing your whole system. Arizona Comfort Solutions can fine-tune your thermostats, air conditioning units, or swamp coolers, keeping you cool all summer. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 928-758-2400. 928-758-2400.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit mojavemortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. We're not going to push the smoke detector, no. Brought to you by TWN Communications. They're growing in their service area. Is TWN available in your area? Well, take the first step. Go to pre-register at twncom.com/Mojave. You're just saying, I want information, send it to me. And they will. They'll keep you up to date when they're coming in your neighborhood. It could be a week, a month, 6 months. It could be a year or two, you know. They can only do so much so fast. So, or you can call 888-227-2095 and sign up that way. You can also stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we broadcast from. Your place for shopping and lunch. Yeah, downstairs we got three great restaurants, plus an ice cream store in the corner. Upstairs, thrift shop to the Watchman, sports items to famous shoes, sunglasses to Rue 21, plus five businesses on the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. Mountain View Homes. Hey, is it time for you to add to your home? Maybe a little add-on? Maybe a remodel? Maybe you want a new kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want a brand new home? Well, Mountain View Homes has been building homes on the Colorado River for 33 years. Yes, he can build you a quaint little three-bedroom, or he can build you a million-dollar home on the other side of 68. Models are available. Call Glenn. It doesn't cost you a thing to sit down with him and ask questions. He's got books and books of plans, so you can see whatever you want. Kind of tell him what you want, and he'll find it. Check it out. If you decide you want to hire him, let him do his magic. Call him at 928-768-7253. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall, rolling into their second year. Man, the place is busy, and you can eat there too. You can see their entire menu on their website, but you have to spell it right. ProFit Kitchen, KIDCHIN.com. Yes, you spelled it wrong your whole life. And then while you're there eating, Eric, the owner, is going to come out and say hi. He's going to ask you, how'd you like your lunch? Yeah, happens every day, all day long. And then on the 11th of each month, they donate to public safety. Yeah, a nonprofit. And it's matched by Mojave Mortgage, who's going to happen to be in here on Thursday. All right, back with the chief and Emily. And the walk away from drugs is coming up also.
Yeah, October is a busy month.
It really is.
The walk away from drugs, it's actually during Red Ribbon Week. So we encourage kids and businesses, organizations, families to come out and walk away from drugs. It's going to be Wednesday, October 25th at 5 p.m. at Ken Fervag Park on Train Road. And we not only do a walk, which is about a mile around the park, we have a 5K run,
right.
which is 3 miles, a little over 3 miles. And a SWAT team commander forces the SWAT team to make it a training day and run the 5K.
Okay.
So they'll be out there if you want to run with the SWAT team.
Wow. In gear?
No. He's not that mean.
Sounds like a good idea, though.
So, Emily, how did Red Ribbon Week start?
I believe it was in 1985. Kiki Camarena was murdered by drug traffickers in Mexico City. And so we honor him and during Red Ribbon Week.
And that's kind of nationwide,
yeah,
they do Red Ribbon Week.
It's the largest drug prevention program nationwide.
Wow.
And so this is just one of those ways to honor him and, you know, kind of educate the kids.
And do little things in the town, yeah.
Yeah, educate the kids on drugs, which is something that really, especially nowadays with things changing as far as drugs are targeting children nowadays, really need to educate them a lot younger now,
especially when they're making them bright colors. That's
exactly, to entice children.
And Mojave Accelerated Learning Center, they usually come out with 40 or 50 or 60
kids. Oh, they
kids.
Bust them. Yeah, they bust them. They have matching shirts. We encourage everyone to wear red and take that visual stance against drugs. So schools, you know, community organizations, parents with pushing their children in strollers, it's a very good visual stance for the community to take that step away from drugs.
Well, it's also a way to show the drug people out there there's more of us than there are them.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
And we'll see families make signs, you know, and stuff like that on cardboard or paper or whatever, and it just shows the drug community out there that there's more of us nice guys than there is you.
Yeah, absolutely. And education is key, Larry, because you know, like with a lot of crimes, you can't arrest your way out of the situation, so education, changing hearts and minds is really what it's all about.
Right. We're having a problem again with catalytic converters being stolen, aren't we?
Yes.
And that's an ongoing issue.
Yeah, it is.
But in reality, those people are usually under a car and back out in like 3 or 4 minutes.
It's 30 seconds. Yeah. I watched a surveillance video the other day. It took him less than 30 seconds to go under a car. It was an RV. And use a saw, chop it off, and he was back in his car less than 30 seconds.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It is.
Amazing. And then it usually costs a couple grand to fix it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where
are they where are they taking those to get rid of them? Because, like, Bulldog Disposal, they won't take them.
They won't take them. In Arizona, it's a law that they cannot scrap the pressure.
So they must be taking them out of state.
We believe Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last guy who we arrested, he told detectives that he was taking it to Vegas.
Okay. Not good. The Risk Reduction Fair is kind of the fire department, but you guys always participate.
Yeah, we'll be there too, like always. Anytime there's, you know, something to do with public safety, Lori Duggan's our community services officer, and now the cops unit will be there, you know, getting that positive interaction with.
On the 15th of this month, on a Saturday from... let's see here. It's 10 to 1. Any questions, you can call Emily or Lori at the fire department.
Yes.
Okay. You got a police academy again coming. Citizens Police
Academy. Yeah, you don't own a gun and badge in this academy. It's for citizens, and anyone is welcome to apply.
They have a stick-on badge.
Yeah, we do. We have the stickers. But it is a civilian Citizens Police Academy. We call it PACT, Police and Citizens Together.
Okay.
And it's going to be a 8-month program. So it is a commitment, and you have to do a ride-along as well in your own time. But it's a chance to showcase our department, anyone who's interested in learning more about the police department. It's real hands-on. They get to play with fingerprints and dust off fingerprints and go to the shooting range, get a tour of 911 dispatch, go on a ride-along and learn all about the different fun stuff. We've made it all the fun topics. So.
And when you say 8 months, it's what, one day a month or two
days? One night a month.
Okay, it's one evening.
Yes, typically the second Thursday of the month.
Okay.
And seating is limited for the class, so it's 25 people can go through the academy. So if you are interested, on November 1st at the police department lobby or online at bullheadcity.com/pact, you can get your applications and turn them into the police department lobby from November 1st to the 30th. So all November we'll be accepting applications.
And then it'll start when, do you think?
January.
Oh, okay.
January through August.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
All right. That's exciting.
Yes. It's a very, very neat program that Lori and I really love doing.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
So, Chief, last week I had the second happiest individual in your police department here, Andy, and we talked a lot about the storm. Now, what about yourself? How much time did you and then you too, Emily, as the information officer, how much time were the two of you out there?
Yeah, so the events like that, natural disasters and any kind of emergency situations, usually a kind of an all-hands-on-deck thing. Enormous amounts of times. I don't even know exactly what it was, but I know the very first night, as my power went out at about 6 at night at my house, start communicating with other command staff, start getting things going. The captain and I, Captain Jason Harms and I, went into dispatch center, started getting the EOC up and running when Lieutenant Seviano was up trying to get the shelter up and running. And so, yeah, there's just so many things going on in those emergency situations. That's why it's so critical to use that emergency system set up by NEMS in order to, you know, you being a former fire guy, it would understand that, making sure that you can keep up, because those things could just get quickly out of hand if you're not going through these steps that you should
be. And part of the NEMS system, the National Information, is to get, if you needed Havasu or Kingman to come in, they already know what their role is through that system, through the 200, 200, 300, 400 classes.
Everybody's trained the same.
Right. Yeah. And so they can come in and they don't need to go, well, what do you mean you want me to do this?
Right.
You know, they already know what it's all about.
Yeah.
And a lot of what you and Andy and your captain did is behind the scene.
Yes.
You know, unfortunately, people go up to call to the public and attack everybody on the podium because they don't understand that a lot of things that took place were behind the scenes.
Yeah, it is unfortunate when you know how hard your men and women worked getting things done. And when somebody does come up and make a claim that we did nothing or didn't do enough, that's hard to sit there and listen to. But you know, thankfully in this country, we're allowed to speak our minds and question our government. And I certainly support that. My response is if I get a chance to talk to people who want to make those criticisms, let me explain what we actually did. And hopefully that helps you understand. And if you still think we didn't do enough, that's fine too, you know. But yeah, people like Emily is another one, you know. I mean, she's on the phone, on social media, and putting all these things together, getting the information out. I mean, so everybody's got a role in this, and a lot of people worked a lot of tireless hours. And
our dispatcher's on a generator.
Oh, my
goodness,
yeah.
You have power there, and Emily can get on the internet and post things on social media.
Absolutely. But, you know, there's another thing that you have to worry about. It's like making sure that generator is constantly fueled, right? I mean, you know, and when our gas pumps went down for a period of time, and so we have to go, you know, we ended up having to go out to, it was Fort Mojave somewhere, there was one gas station up and running, fill up the fuel truck to start filling up these generators.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So there is just a ton of stuff going on.
Well, and I want to give credit to Brian Williamson, the chief before you, that had the forethought to say, let's put a generator at Sunrise Elementary School, because it's out there a little bit, and that became the cooling station.
Yes, absolutely necessary in this community, and Brian really thought things through and thought miles down the road on every issue. So I certainly reap the benefits of the hard work that he and both councilmen had done. You know, prior
well,
to
and the community reaped the benefits
for sure.
You know, for all those that went up there and got cool. It was because of Brian.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to the point of the criticism that came in about us not doing anything, I got to say, Larry, working for this city government is a blessing, because I think our city government is really responsive to the citizens' wants and needs.
Right. Well, and Jeff Tipton was telling me, we had lunch a couple of weeks ago, that he and Toby were both at Sunrise within 45, 50 minutes. By traffic, they had to get there like everybody else, you know. And then usually, I think it was by the next morning, you pretty much had officers at all the intersections on the highway.
Yeah, as much as we could.
Yeah.
And you know, that's another thing is, you know, we only have so many resources, too. So we have to go to where we're needed the most, you know.
How much extra staff did you bring in?
So we called everybody we can get a hold of that night,
okay,
initially. And then once we get the emergency operations center up and running and we start getting things kind of figured in, dialed in and stuff like that, then we start going into the 12-hour operational periods. And so, you know, we can start dispersing our resources as necessary and not duplicating work or missing
right.
things.
Because on Sunday, you got half your cops off and half on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are half you can call and say, would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
And, you
know, yeah.
Could you come in for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because it all takes time and it all takes planning. And that's why they have the incident incident action plan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you have that to follow.
Yeah.
And if you and the captain have to leave, you can hand that to a lieutenant.
Yes, yes.
And he knows right where to pick
up. And that's the beauty of that system is after that operational period's up, the next person can sit right in and take over.
Exactly.
And by the way, you know, so it wasn't just the police department. I mean, you're talking about, you know, the roads department was out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Angie Johnson. You got the utilities department, you know, Marty and Mark. And so, I mean, it was a whole collaborative
right.
effort. So
well, and I, at one time I heard my wife says, we have no power. She goes, don't you have a portable scanner? I said, yeah. She goes, well, turn it on. We need to hear something while we're in here, you know. So we turned it on and we heard like the fire truck is blocking North Oatman and
yeah.
the parkway. And finally they said, can we get some assistance out here, you know, because they'd been out there about an hour or
oh,
so.
Yeah.
But they Justin and Pat both came down from Kingman. And they were running calls, and
oh,
they
yeah.
were, you
yeah.
know. So all the emergency services were at their wits' end, I think, because they can only do so much with the staff you have.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we got through it.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did.
Yep.
As
all
we
right.
always do.
Yes, well, we do. How are you on staff now? Because are you 100%?
Yeah. So technically, on paper, we are fully staffed. Officer-wise, dispatchers were down two full-time and one part-time.
Oh, wow.
You know, with our full-time staff, I say on papers, because five of them are in the academy right now.
Okay.
Now, two of them just got off of field training mm-hmm. that were out of the academy earlier this year, so that helps.
Because now they can go out by themselves.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So that helps a lot. So we will see this group that's in the academy, they'll graduate in December.
Okay.
But they won't be solo capable until about April-ish.
Because they spend time with different training officers.
Yes, yes. So the right. academy's 21 weeks, and then they spend another 16 at least with an officer, you know, still continuing to learn the job before they're out on their own.
Because they'll work with traffic for a few days mm-hmm. and
yes.
different field training officers for
yes.
a while.
Yes.
So they can learn. Here's the way it is in the real world.
Absolutely.
Now that you
yeah.
went through the academy.
Yeah, take what you learned in the academy, now go apply it.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. A lot of process.
Yeah.
But
yes.
in reality, you probably have less officers now than Rod Head did when he was chief.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I pulled the numbers when I was first, before I became chief in anticipation of being blessed with the position. And in 1997, we had 72 sworn officers. When I came on as chief, we had 72 sworn officers. So for various reasons, usually budgetary, you know, we got up to an 83 in the early 2000s, and
okay.
we slowly declined down to 71, got back up to 72 when I took over, and now we're at 75. The city manager and the council has been very supportive and has given three positions back over my time now. So
good.
Yeah.
And one of the things I want to explain to the listeners, too, is you chiefs in Mojave County and the sheriff and the captain with DPS, you guys all get together on a regular basis.
Oh, we do, yes.
And you talk about issues and
yes.
you talk about communications.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we have at least a monthly meeting down in Havasu for a group of us that go down there, all the chiefs and sheriffs. And by the way, it's also even all the way down to Yuma. We have...
Oh, wow. Okay.
That we meet. But then just locally, I mean, we'll get together for various other either, you know, scheduled reasons or just, hey, we need to get together and meet about X, Y, and Z issue.
Right.
We've got great working relationships with the other organizations. And again, that was not by me. That was in place with both Rod and,
right.
and Brian. And I intend to keep up those relationships because they're needed.
And when you go back to the regatta, a lot of them came up to help, huh, Emily?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those were the good old days.
All
right,
you.
Let's take another break. You know, if you have questions out there, you can call in 702-298-1063. All you got to do is grab the phone, and you can be a part of the program or ask any question you would like to ask. Little Stevie Wonder taking you up to break.
for value and style.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Over 450 local businesses in Mojave Electric service territory can now subscribe to TWN's fast, reliable fiber internet with unlimited data and digital phone services. Whether you need a 50 meg small business connection or 100 gigs of transport connectivity to multiple locations, TWN has a solution for you. To find out if your business is fiber ready, call 866-215-5333, option 2.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Hi, my name is Jack Mafar, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great Service won as many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities, offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828. And find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988 with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by East West Financial Services. Are you thinking about retirement? Do you need some planning? Well, guess what? Sit down with Jack Mafara at East West Financial Services. That's what he does. He's been doing it for 30 years, 20 years right here in Mojave County. He's got an office in Bullhead, an office in Kingman. And it doesn't cost you anything to sit down with him and just chat. So give him a call. One number, 928-888-9828. The best part is he protects your original investment. Yeah, call him up, 888-9828. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center presenting a free lunch for ladies. It's Lunch and Learn, Tuesday, October 18th, 11:30 at the Anderson Fieldhouse. Ladies, you're going to learn about hormones and women's health issues from Dr. Philip Bassa. He's going to be in here, I think, on Friday with Jenna. And you can reserve your seat today. Call 763-0282. Don't call Warm C. You can. I'm sure Claudia can transfer you. But you want to call 928-763-0282 because it's going to fill up real quick. Excuse me. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Yes, the high temperatures are still out there. We're below 100 now, but still, you might need that AC or that swamper. Are they going to last the summer? Everybody at Needles in Bullhead City calls Arizona Comfort Solutions. Let them service your comfort tools, your thermostat, your AC, your swamper, your furnace, your heater, because you're going to need those in a few weeks. Yeah, and your heat pump. Arizona Comfort Solutions, call one number, 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Are you hungry? Head up to the grill for lunch today. Yeah, you can sit there and look out over the greens. They have everything to satisfy your craving. Steaks, pastas, burgers, salad. Plus, I think they have pizza too. Yeah. Plus happy hour nightly specials and a fabulous brunch on the weekends. Dine in or carry out at Laughlin Ranch, and the public's always welcome. And their whole menu is on laughlinranch.com. All right, we got about 4 minutes left here with the Chief and Emily. You know who I need in the studio?
Who's that?
Jeff Viles.
Oh.
Can you help me?
I can arrange that.
Oh, good. All right.
I'll get right on that.
Because, I've asked him more than once. And you give him my card, and he goes, yeah.
You know. He doesn't like to be in the spotlight. He works hard behind the scenes, does a lot of great work.
He is just fantastic.
And that's another unit, the gang unit, that works well with other agencies all the time.
In fact, they just had their annual gang conference this last week. I was asked to go down there on Tuesday. Jeff asked me if I'd go down there for the opening ceremonies. And what a great, as GIA, what a great organization that networks all these gang officers around the state and, fights to keep our streets safe. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah, because they work with Phoenix and Tucson and everywhere else where maybe their gang problem is a little higher than ours. But they also know who the gang units are, what their traits are, what they do, and the issues they cause.
Yes.
And then Kingman, Bullhead, and Havasu work together weekly, I think.
Yeah, we do. We're a tight-knit group around
That's a
here.
Good thing.
It is. It is. And DPS as well, since our guys are attached to DPS.
You get all those people in there. It's a great thing working together.
Yes.
All right. We're going to run out of time here in a couple of minutes. Anything you really want to say, Emily?
I just want to remind people, National Night Out is going to be on Wednesday. It's going to be in the Bullhead City Police Department parking lot this Wednesday, October 5th at 5 p.m. And anyone's welcome, especially the kids, come out and have a free family fun event.
Right.
If you have any concerns, now's your chance to just come to this event and speak with the chief or captain or any of the command staff offices about your concerns in a relaxed environment.
Yeah. I remember when Rod was chief and we had the National Night Out at MEC. And I walked up to Rod because I got a call from the high school superintendent. She said, you guys always do walks. Why don't we do a walk away from drugs? So I went up to Rod and I said, Rod, what do you think about this idea? And he goes, grabs Emily and grabs Lori and goes, okay, you three work together on this. And now look at it. How many years? Like 12 or 14?
Oh, yeah, at least.
Yeah, for the walk away from drugs.
Yes.
Yeah. And again,
changed a couple locations, but the park location's nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you get 75 kids from Bobby celebrated to show up.
Yeah, alone. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. And you come out and walk too, right?
I do.
Yeah.
I do, yes.
Okay. All right. Give the phone number, Emily, and tell people to feel free to give you a call.
Yeah, 928-763-9200. And my extension at the Bullhead City Police Department is extension 8220.
And they can also call you.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
If there's a question, same number.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe a different extension. Yeah. Just ask
They'll put you through to me.
Yeah. You might get to the captain first.
Yeah. Well, what we try to do is get the person that would take care of the problem, right? So because I obviously don't have my hands in every single problem.
You can't.
I know about it, but I don't. I'm not the one who actually solves every single problem.
Exactly. All right. Thank you both for coming in. Good
Thank
information
you, Larry.
Today. If you have questions, 928-763-9200. Give them a call. Thank you both. All right, that's going to can it for the tuna. Paul LaVoice from Havasu right after the news. And then Sean Hannity.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.